To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
What a gorgeous weekend we had. So comfortable, blue sky, beautiful sunshine.
No, I missed out too. No, I stayed in a lot watching a lot of football, which is a big waste of a nice day.
Well, I watched a lot of football too.
Oh, but you're just better at living life, I guess.
I also went out and did a few things because the weather was so gorgeous. That nice weather is continuing through tomorrow. Might see some scattered showers coming on Wednesday, but just really pretty. Really pretty weather out there. Some local news happened. We've had a lot of discussions. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today. And we'll continue to talk about some of the other more national, you know, international issues. But I do want to talk about some things that came down on Friday that happened, obviously, after our show was over. And maybe some of you missed because there's so much other stuff going on. The special election in Lackawanna County, there has been an appeal, and locally, the judges have rejected a request to block the special election for that vacant Lackawanna County Commissioner post, the one that Matt McGloin left. So the Democratic committee and the three potential appointees for that position had filed an injunction lawsuit. They wanted to stop the special election. They believe it's illegal. So the county judges, they listened to a hearing last week, middle of week. It was Friday when they issued the order denying the injunction. Here's what they said in this decision. Plaintiffs have failed to produce any evidence of a danger of immediate and irreparable harm, which would result from a special election taking place. Now, it's not the end of this thing, because the County Democratic Party Chairman Chris Patrick told the Times Tribune that an appeal is in the works. They said they think the question of legality still needs to be answered. So they say they will file an emergency appeal to the state Commonwealth Court. So all of this is up in the air. And this whole thing is so wild. And look, for me, what's so wild about it is that you had two Democrats. They were the majority commissioners. One Democrat leaves.
Yep.
You would think, again, I know things happen, but you would think the party and the candidate who's there could kind of come together on who they think would be a good person to move forward for the party and the county, right? And yet they seem to be miles apart. Now, I have said from the very beginning, I believe there should be a special election, but they had a home rule charter, and it said there was a different process. And we have the state rule that has a different process. If anybody thinks, because we've talked about this a number of times, that I am taking, like, a few people are like, why are you sticking up for Bill Gaughan and blah, blah, blah. I'm not picking a person that I think is right, or because I like them or politics. I think a special election is the best way to do this. But there is a process going on to find out, and it's good for us to find out what the rules are. And it's not just good for here. Whatever decision the state comes up with is a decision that makes an issue like this clear for any other county if they have a home rule charter that is different than the state. So I am only taking the position that I believe that a special election is the best thing to do when anybody, no matter what party, decides they don't want to fulfill the rest of their term. So that's where I stand on this. So it's not in support of any one person. I am astounded that the Democratic Committee and the Democrat couldn't work together to get somebody in there, because now they're putting this thing out there. It could be a Republican, and it could change the majority from a Democrat majority to a Republican. So I don't know what is going on that they can't get it together. I think it's better for all of us, though, that we get to pick who we want to run when the person you've picked decided to leave.
Just my quick takeaway. I'm going to try to stay calm on this because it gets frustrating. It's like sometimes it's like, well, you need someone in that spot. Well, find someone for that spot. How do we get there? But there's, you said, home rule charter. Then there's people who don't want to listen to that, but they want to do. Here's the thing. My biggest takeaway from all this is things happen. They don't seem prepared or have any idea what to do when they happen. And I know this is going to sound like I'm dumbing it down, and maybe I am, but let's go back to grade school. I don't remember there ever being a fire. But we had a lot of fire drills to prepare just in case. How, going forward, can we just start to implement things like, uh-oh, all county workers went on strike. What do we do? Because I feel like they don't have plans. And you end up in situations where, uh-oh, someone resigned. Now what? And yeah, there are rules. But if you don't want to just say, oh, that's how, if you're going to fight everything, we don't have a, we physically don't have a plan.
But you know that they wouldn't be fighting this if the two sides agreed on the person that would have been picked for that position.
Make it part of the fire drill.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
I get
there would
it.
Have Bill Gaughan and the county would never have even done this if they all came together with the candidate that they think would be good. I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong, because I still think it should go up for a special election. None of this would have even been argued if the two sides worked together. Instead, they were on different pages.
It doesn't seem like there's any sort of time frame for when they have to kind of agree, right? So they kind of are following the rules, but then, whoa, I know we're supposed to be on the same team, but we're not going to agree.
Right.
Let's agree to disagree. But what if it was like, hey, you have 30 days to figure this out, or you're all gone.
Well, they are running out of time now.
Well, right. But I'll bet if they said that, I know you disagree, but here's the thing. You need something in there, or you're all out. I think they'd figure out a solution more than, they get closer to one than they are right now, because frankly, this is how long now? This is absurd.
Right. Well, look, this wouldn't have happened even to this extent if Bill Gaughan didn't lose the first couple of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been trying to fight against the home rule charter thing, and now they decided, let's just do this other thing, and it's all just dragged out here. It's just dragging the whole thing out. It's crazy. So... Mm. It's just wild that, and I'm agreeing, put it up for a special election. If people want to vote for the Republican candidate, it changes the majority. And that's just the way it is, because you had someone who ran and they didn't. But why would you? Most parties, Republican or Democrat, wouldn't want to possibly lose a majority.
Right.
But these two couldn't get together. You couldn't go behind closed doors and go, hey, what are we going to do? I don't like who you got. You don't like who I have. So what are we going to do? I'm not saying that's the way I want it to be. I want it to be a special election. I feel like it should have been. But I can't believe that in the interest of just self-preservation as a party in the majority, that these two, there must be so much bad blood there. It's crazy. And you know who pays for it? The people.
Sure.
Without having that representation. And so here we go in this never-ending saga.
But again, without that sort of timeline, like you said, well, they're going to have to do something. Notice how things seem to be picking up in speed now because the deadline is approaching.
Yep.
So that's, again, I'm going to throw another what if, because I feel like this is Lackawanna County. I'm not insinuating anything other than look around. What would happen if one of the people who was elected hypothetically gets arrested for something?
Mm-hmm.
Not convicted.
Right.
Do we just have to wait?
Yeah.
Or is there a procedure in place? Because I feel like we should be prepared for things like this to happen.
They had a procedure, but it all went against what the state was. Here's the thing.
Okay. Just trying to plan ahead a little
everyone
bit.
Everyone take a deep breath, but it's crazy. And look, if the judges had gotten together earlier after the first decision by the court and picked a person, that would have sped this thing up too. They kind of seem to drag as well, right? And I guess they were thinking, well, let's see what Commonwealth Court says. Well, Commonwealth Court said, no, this is Home Rule Charter. That's what you go with. So it would seem to me they should have picked someone at that point. Now, you know, Bill Gaughan in the county is going to go appeal to the state Supreme Court and the injunction could have come. But this thing could have happened a few weeks earlier than it did.
Or months in this case. Right?
Oh, no, so it's crazy, isn't it? Oh, boy. Well, that's where you get. All right. I want to talk nationally just for a moment here, because we've got a situation where there is really going to be a test. Oh, I'm trying to find the story here. I had it for you guys. With the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service, which is coming up, it's set for, I believe, next Sunday. That is going to be a real test for the U.S., the Secret Service, because, look, this is going to be a very largely attended event, and it's going to really be something that they're going to have to be truly prepared for. I'm looking at the headline. Charlie Kirk funeral poses major test to Secret Service. It's all hands on deck, but there's multiple decks. Now, you'll have the president there. You'll have high-level administration and Republican Party officials there. You're going to see, you know, top political influencers who will be in Arizona Sunday. And they say that this is an enormous test for law enforcement. And look, the fact that they're getting together because of what had happened only underscores the real concern and risks here.
Yeah.
CNN has a story on this. It remains to be seen whether the memorial will be designated as a national special security event, which would provide additional resources from the federal government. Wouldn't that, you would think that would be what it's doing. They would work in tandem with state and local authorities. Now, they had asked the Department of Homeland Security for comment as well. And it's going to be the State Farm Stadium there has a capacity of more than 63,000 people. Registration, they say, to attend will be open to the public. So there is a retractable roof. It can be enclosed or open air. And so this is going to require the highest of security, which I would expect, right?
Yeah.
But that's coming up on Sunday, for this event, a very largely attended, it will be a packed house there. Let's talk a little local news. There has been a lot of pushback on these data center proposals in Northeast PA. On Friday, the people behind the one proposed in Blakely withdrew their zoning application. That kills the project. And it was supposed to go up to a significant, I guess, vote, right, on the fate of it. It had already faced a lot of opposition in the community. So they're no longer moving forward. They say it's because they did not have an opportunity to present alternate plans at a proposed public information meeting. And that is being contested, I guess, by the borough manager in the Scranton Times Tribune. They say he did not agree. He said the borough was giving the developers the opportunity to present their plans during that hearing, which was coming up. And they say the town already rescheduled it once at the request of the developers. So instead of a data center, the Scranton Times reports the developers now want to cut down the trees on the land and use it to store materials. But the borough manager says zoning will not allow that. Very interesting.
We like to fight about everything. It seems like the data center people came in and presented their case. And when there seemed to be a little bit of pushback, which there was, they just said, okay, we're out.
Right.
It didn't seem like they went down swinging. They went down like, okay, we'll go elsewhere,
yeah.
which is going to be ultimately the best decision for Blakely, or they'll regret it down the road. We really don't know
right.
in 5-10 years how this is all going
to
play
like
out.
Like they at first wanted to build 4 two-story centers,
yeah,
pretty large places, but the public was concerned.
Sure.
So developers then revised the plans with 3 options, and they wanted people to have the opportunity to look at the alternatives of what could become of the property. But there has been a lot of controversy about these. And it's a number of them proposed in Lackawanna County. So this one has now, they pulled this project possibly that was coming to Blakely. So in the news release, the developers are saying, oh, here's what you've missed out on. And they say that there would have been like a lot of money and fees to Blakely Electric for the use by the borough. Mm-hmm. Also a lot of money and property taxes, which would have gone to the school district, like over $1 million. $800,000+ in property taxes that would have come to Lackawanna County. They say there were 500 new construction jobs that would have been like 2 to 4 years in the making. And there would have been, they say, high-paying jobs, possibly 6-figure salaries with no college degree needed. That would be interesting to see the fight over those positions, right? But they also said there would have been infrastructure improvements, removal of a landfill, and da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, this is the thing that we hear on the other end is this could have been a lot of money.
Right.
And things for people. And I get that. That's, I think we always have to weigh out. Here's the good, here's the bad. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Maybe it's I just had a lot of bad relationships. I hear this and all I hear is this. Look at this. You could have had all this, but you threw it away. That's how it feels. Like they're not saying like, you know, you're going to regret this, but like, look at what we had to offer and you had to be jerks about it. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you.
Right.
You're going to die alone, Blakely. That's what I feel.
Right.
That's,
and I mean, they
maybe
can
I'm reading into
that,
it too
yeah.
much, but that's how it felt like this. Look at what we could have done for you, mm-hmm. but now...
Yeah.
Okay.
Blank
it,
you, right?
I don't even get that so much as like, well, yeah, that's what you made your bed. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Sleeping alone forever.
Right.
Look at us in this bikini. I feel like I've had this relationship conversation before, but hey, it is what it is. And how long will it be before we actually know for certain if this is exaggeration or if Blakely really missed out?
Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 10 years maybe?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I wonder what will happen with the other ones that are pretty controversial. Possible.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming into different parts. Lackawanna County, there's a bunch that are still up in the air.
Yep.
Did you see the Super Bowl rematch? Which I always find funny. Because, you know, there are players who've moved and changed. It's not exactly the same team. But, you know, it's
right.
A lot of the same major players. The Kansas City Chiefs now 0-2 for the first time in the Patrick Mahomes era. Falling to the Eagles 20-17. Did you watch the game? It was a nervous wreck throughout. I'm a big Eagles fan, though, so that's why. You know, you're going to have the belly achers today. And I think one of the belly achers is also Tom Brady when he was talking about, oh, there was a missed false start
that
on
was
a tush
very
push.
Strange. It seemed like everyone was moving. Everyone seemed like they were moving.
Right.
And they didn't call anything. It's very strange.
Yeah. Well, and it's really hard to see. I believe that there was one that they said didn't break the plane that I believe even the announcers had said it looked like it broke the plane. But the refs looking at the replay said no. Now, they played it again. They had another down and they made it.
Sure.
But it's this visual trying to see where the ball is that's really difficult.
That specific play, my wife was like, it didn't make it. I said, look at that. I paused the TV.
You could see it.
And I'm like, that? She's like, that's someone's elbow. I said, no, that's the ball. We went back and back and back. Right. And you know, and it turns out I guess I was wrong.
Yes.
But they ended up.
Tom Brady, obviously.
Did anyone else, I said this earlier. Did anyone else pick up on the fact that Tom Brady seemed like he was there not to call the game, but to call out the tush push? Like, he was like, I'm here to watch this game and tell you how much I hate that play and I think it sucks. He seemed to really be against it. Like, he's like almost like saying it's unfair.
Right.
Even though anyone could do it. Saying
The Fox rules analyst Dean Blandino said, I am done with the tush push, guys. It is a hard play to officiate.
That's the angle.
I think we will see that. I think eventually this is going to become something they're not going to do anymore. Now they're going to use it as, before the argument was, it's not fair. Right.
Yep.
But in this case, I think you're going to, depending on how the rest of the season plays out, you're going to have the whole angle of, it makes it really hard for us to find out what really happened. And if we can't clearly see it, then should it even be allowed? But honestly, that game yesterday really turned on Travis Kelce, the bobble near the end zone, the pass, and interception by the Eagles. And Travis Kelce, who in the beginning celebrated, it looks like a bit too prematurely. You know, he had some good plays. I don't know what it's like. It seems like these guys really hype themselves up, right? So when they do something well, they get really excited about it. But the problem is, and my husband's like really one of these for him when he watches, he's like, stop it. Like, even when it's a team he likes, don't celebrate too much. You got a whole game to go. And in this case, he celebrated, did a couple of those moves after a play, you know, that he had, and then he had that big bobble. And now people are trying to read his lips on the sideline. And even though the guys on the sideline are saying, well, it looks like he's saying, let's go. No, it looked like he was saying, I'm sick of this blank.
Yeah, look, celebration is fun. Celebration can be memorable. But you know what's really embarrassing? Celebration without winning. Trust me, remember the Super Bowl shuffle? That wouldn't have been played all over the radio across the U.S. if the Bears had lost back in the day. You celebrate too soon. It's the most foolish. It's like it's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You just can't continue. If you want to smile, that's one thing. Be excited in a moment. But celebration, you're cocky at that point.
Yeah. So it didn't get banned, but it may in the future. If you have any thoughts on that, you could certainly let us know. 570-883-0098. Look, they're not going to stop doing it. It is an extremely effective thing that the Eagles seem to have mastered, right? So we'll find out. I have a feeling after this season, it is going to get banned, and it's going to be now on the case is not, it's not fair. Right. It's causes
impossible
injuries.
To officiate.
It's going to be,
well, they tried
can't see it.
Last year, they said, it's going to cause injuries. And they said, no, that's not it. And I didn't side with them on that. If you can't call a play, if they're just like, we really don't know, that makes it really tough. But then again,
a lot of times you can easily call that play, though. A few times you can. But, but most of the time you can.
From what I understand, the rule is if you can't see the ball, you can't call. You can't just assume, it's here. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're getting closer and closer, if we haven't had it already, some sort of chip that's going to tell us where the ball placement is.
Yeah,
so that would be irrelevant.
Sense.
That would be irrelevant, too.
I don't have that now. 570-883-0098. It is 841 at WILK. Oh, just quickly before we take the break, there was also a story, and this, I guess, is happening more and more, speaking of football and other sports. People at games are throwing sex toys field or on the court. So funny. It's an epidemic, the NFL hit by the adult sex toy epidemic, which I think is really like an overstatement of things. But it's happened through the WNBA. We have the first few incidences that occurred during week one of the NFL season. An official had to remove an adult sex toy from the field during the Browns home game against the Bengals. Another was spotted on the field during the Colts victory over the Dolphins. Monday Night Football, a security guard received a round of applause for removing the adult toy that had been tossed onto the field during the Vikings' triumph over the Bears. And it happened into week two, in the middle of the Bengals game against the Jaguars. And that was all overshadowed by Joe Burrow's injury, which, by the way, he could be up for 3 months with a toe injury.
Oh, he didn't trip over
they
a
say,
sex toy.
No, I don't think so.
All right, that would make
a sex toy was thrown onto the field early in the third quarter. And this was just after the backup quarterback threw a touchdown. It was subtle. Sharp-eyed fans did notice it, though. In fact, the CBS broadcast mistook the toy for a flag. They actually put up a flag warning at the bottom of the broadcast and paused the game when there was actually no foul. So it was something.
It was a little foul, but in a different way.
It was foul in a much different way. So,
not what you expected.
I don't know what they cost. I'm going to guess. Are they cheap to buy those? Because, you know, it's a pricey thing.
I got a guy. What are you trying to buy here? Let me look it up.
Fox News Channel host Brian Kilmeade apologized Sunday for advocating for the execution of mentally ill homeless people in a discussion on the network last week. He said his remark was extremely callous. Do we want to play the remark?
Yeah, we can.
And then play his apology. Now, they had a conversation on Fox and Friends, and it was on Wednesday of last week. And this was when they were talking, co-host Lawrence Jones, Ainsley Earhart, and Brian Kilmeade, about the stabbing murder of the woman on the light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina. A homeless and mentally ill man arrested for the murder. But their discussion then went just to a generalization about homeless people with mental illness. So we'll play for you what had happened and why there was such a hubbub about this over the weekend.
Billions of dollars to mental health and the homeless population. A lot of them don't want to take the programs. A lot of them don't want to get the help that is necessary. You can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources that we're going to give you and or you decide that you're going to be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill them.
Yeah, Brian, why did it have to get to this point?
Right. I would say this. We're not voting for the right people. In North Carolina, wake up.
I didn't think she was listening because he said,
well,
kill them.
Wild. And she's like, that, that nobody went and said, excuse me, wait a minute. Wait, you're talking about killing people who are mentally ill and homeless? And, you know, people this weekend, that clip spread. And people talked about how many tens of thousands of homeless veterans that have mental illness. And I, first of all, before we even get to his crazy comment, the notion that is brought up there, that there is all this mental help available for people, especially people that don't have a lot, that are homeless, that are on the streets, that are mentally ill, that as if you can walk in anywhere today and get help, that is not true. That is not true at all. So, but the fact that his answer was, what was it again? What was the exact quote?
He starts talking about, I have to play it here again if you want me to. This is exactly what they said.
I just can't remember.
Either you take the resources that we're going to give you and or you decide that you're going to be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill them.
Yeah, Brian, okay, involuntary lethal injection or just kill them. It's just, it's horrific to think that that would be your answer. Anyway, this was on Wednesday, and this thing started percolating later in the week into the weekend. And now there are people who said he should lose his job. You know, we had a guy on MSNBC who lost his job because he said something insensitive about Charlie Kirk. And look at this, someone advocating for killing homeless people with mental illness. All right, here's what he had to say. Brian Kilmeade on Sunday on Fox.
And it actually happened. We were together on Wednesday, Lawrence, in the morning. We were discussing the murder of Irina Zaruska in Charlotte, North Carolina. How to stop these kinds of attacks. by homeless, mentally ill assailants, including institutionalizing or jailing such people so they cannot attack again. Now, during that discussion, I wrongly said they should get lethal injections. I apologize for that extremely callous remark. I'm obviously aware that not all mentally ill homeless people act as the perpetrator did in North Carolina, and that so many homeless people deserve our empathy and compassion. Lawrence, back to you.
So thanks, Brian. I'll see you tomorrow.
I will give him credit for an apology, although he tried to couch it in a very different way. I think most of us listening, or many, I'm not going to say most, there are a good number of people that are against the death penalty, but involuntary lethal injection would be the death penalty in a case like what happened to that horrific killing that happened on a train.
Well, the difference there would
be. He was not talking about that. They were talking about... Now, I get it. You want to talk about how do we prevent someone from doing this again. Mental illness is one of the biggest problems we have in this society. I believe that it goes to the heart of a lot of the violence that we see in the world today. And honestly, there is not a whole heck of a lot that is out there to help people that are dealing with mental illness. I'll give him credit, Brian Kilmeade, at least apologizing after, although the way he couched it, I don't believe is accurate to what the context of what they were talking
about.
One
other thing that was missing, though, to say involuntary lethal injection. Involuntary lethal injection is the death penalty. Yeah, but you have to factor in getting arrested, convicted by, you know, and sentenced. He brought none of that into this. If that's, you know what I mean, it just sounded like, well, we have a problem. We could do this.
Yeah, well, and they were talking just about homeless people at that point who have mental illnesses. And I get it. You want to talk about how do we prevent it from happening? It's not just homeless people with mental illnesses. I mean, we are seeing mental illness causing a lot of real problems in our society.
And we both said this earlier, too. I think it's worth mentioning, because I'm not sure how much you said it now, but the first part of that conversation, talking about what are we going to do with this problem, is a great conversation to have. Like, people who aren't taking the treatments that are offered to them, what do you do? I don't think just letting them walk the streets is the safest approach. I think we can all say that it's, you know, in some cases maybe it works out fine, but others it's going to be tragic and violent. We don't want to see that. So there's a couple of different things that are worth talking about, but I don't know that being the judge, jury, and executioner
of mentally ill people is the answer.
A good approach, Brian Kilmeade.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.